Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Me Time by Kangaroo Minds. I'm Vedika and our conversation today centers around the theme of self-care. Before we dive in to learn more about this enthralling space, we would like to put out a trigger warning for our audience. If at any point during this episode, should you find yourself feeling triggered or in distress, please take a step back and take care of yourselves. If you are looking for additional support resources, you can find a few on our website under the Resources tab. Remember the safety instructions on an airplane? Secure your own mask before helping others. We've all heard it, haven't we? But have you ever tried to think of it in any other context? What is this message really telling us? Somewhere, if we look at it this way, that if we want to help others, we need to first prioritize our own needs. And that's not wrong or selfish. Self-care is somewhat like that as well. It's your act of securing your own mask first, of making your own needs a priority before you try and help others. In a way, it's recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care has become a buzzword in the space of mental health and well-being, and yet it is so often misunderstood. Perhaps you keep seeing it mentioned in self-help books, BuzzFeed posts, or magazine articles, and yet don't have a clear sense of how you're supposed to add it into your life. It might seem wishy-washy or even vague to you. Alternatively, maybe you aren't convinced that you should practice regular self-care because you feel you're doing fine and not having a mental health illness. Maybe you think your resources are better saved for working and looking after others. What we often don't realize is that self-care is important for each one of us. It is not selfish, but is imperative for our survival. Self-care is a general term that describes everything that we do deliberately for our mental, physical, and emotional well-being. It may sound very simple, but many of us pay little attention to self-care. It is an integral part of living a healthy and happy lifestyle. Looking after yourself both physically and mentally is crucial to taking control of your health. Self-care encompasses just about anything that you do to be good to yourself. In a nutshell, it's about doing to yourself and being kind to yourself as you would to others. It's partially about knowing when your resources are running low and stepping back to replenishing them rather than letting them drain away. However, it is important to note that not everything that feels good is self-care. We can all be tempted to use unhealthy coping mechanisms like drugs, alcohol, overeating, or risk-taking. These self-destructive activities help us to regulate challenging emotions, but the relief is temporary. The difference between unhealthy coping mechanisms and self-care is that the latter is uncontroversially good for you. When practiced correctly, self-care has long-term benefits for the mind, the body, or both. Self-care doesn't have to involve a huge time commitment or have to cost you the earth. It could often be something as simple as taking a bath, relaxing with a good book, dancing to your favorite song, trying to step out for a while, or even you're eating your favorite meal. It's about making a commitment to putting yourself first. That being said, you may now wonder, what are some of the benefits that self-care offers? Before that, let's clear up one common misconception. Self-care is not synonymous with self-indulgence or being selfish. It means taking care of yourself so that you can be healthy, be well, function, look after yourself, look after others, and you can do all that you want and accomplish that. Some of the benefits of self-care include that it helps us to better cope with our day-to-day stressors. It can lead to reduced stress, improved immune system, enhanced productivity, and higher self-esteem. As you prioritize yourself and the things which matter to you, it can lead you to leading a more better and meaningful life. By practicing self-compassion with ourselves, we can prevent the possibility of burnout, which can also lead to us being at our best because we take time to address our needs, we're more prepared to care for, lead, and work with others as well. Self-care encourages us to maintain a healthy relationship with ourselves, which can help boost our mental health and well-being both in the short term as well as in the long term. By practicing self-care, we are also sending our subconscious mind the message that we matter, our needs matter, and we feel validated and a boost to our self-esteem. Lastly, self-care gives us the resources that we need to be compassionate to others as well. Giving compassion can be looked at as filling a bucket. We can't fill someone else's if we don't have enough in our own. You would have heard of the concept of building a self-care plan. And you may wonder, why do I need a self-care plan? Actually, we all do. Self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all strategy. And your self-care plan will need to be customized to your own needs while taking into account the other dimensions of self-care. Assess the areas of your life which need some attention and care, and reassess those often. As your situations change, your self-care needs are likely to shift too, and that's what makes your self-care plan dynamic. Once you discover that you are neglecting a certain aspect of your life, you can create a plan for change. And know that you don't have to tackle everything at once. Identify one small step that you can take to beginning to care better for yourself, and then schedule time to focus on those needs. Even when you feel that you don't have the time, you need to make the time to squeeze in self-care. And while you're taking care of aspects of your life, you will find that you're able to operate more effectively and more efficiently. And on days when you feel bogged down and life feels like it's just too much to handle, try to at least focus on those aspects of self-care, which are directly linked to the way you're feeling. If you feel physically run down, you may look to eat more healthy meals, you may try and get more sleep, you may try to look to factor in more resting time. If you feel that your mental health is feeling like you're running low, you may look at activities like journaling or art or mindfulness or meditation. So there's a whole range of activities that you can consider doing based on how you're feeling. Moving forward, have you heard of the concept of a self-care jar, or a box as some people might like to call it? It could be worthwhile thinking of making one. A self-care jar or box is your go-to, which contains some random self-care ideas to help you relax and enjoy your me time. To make this, to begin with, you could either opt to use a jar or a box. You would need some pieces of paper. You could opt for white or colored, or a few popsicle sticks if you want to be more creative, pens, art material, and a mind filled with great ideas of self-care that you really want to start doing. You can start writing down these ideas on the sticks or on the pieces of paper and pop them all into your jar or box. You may opt to decorate your jar or box, make it pretty, be creative, it's all yours. Going forward, now how are you going to use this? Make it a point every day to pick a random note from that jar that you curated and try and do that. This is a great way to add some spontaneity and fun into your daily self-care routine. Lastly, let's talk about some ways in which we can practice self-care in the times of high stress or uncertainty. For instance, the ongoing pandemic. This pandemic has forced us all to hit the reset button, to reassess and relook at the way we lived our lives. We've all felt that there have been days where we've been stretched too thin, or that everything going on around us is just bogging us down. So here are a few things that can be helpful as we navigate this time. Consider limiting your exposure to the news. You don't have to know every news line, every statistic out there. Just give yourself a break and avoid doom scrolling. You may opt to take breaks from social media, opt for a digital detox if you're finding it overwhelming, and lower your expectations from yourself and that of others around you. Because sometimes when we look at social media, we forget that what we see are only the highlights of people's life, not the entire film reel. So it's easy to get caught up in that and feel that, you know, oh look, everyone around me is thriving and I'm not. So be gentle with yourself and know that you are doing the best you can in the situation that you are in. Give yourself time to relax without feeling guilty about it. It is also beneficial in this time to set yourself a routine, which can help bring some consistency into your life. And while doing that, make sure that you have enough time to get adequate rest, have a healthy diet, that you're getting some time to refresh if you can go outside, that you're trying to do some movement-based activity as well. And, of course, your me time. Look at creating a no list, which ensures that you have healthy boundaries. You don't have to do everything that others are doing. You can set what works for you, what doesn't. And having a no list really helps us stay in control of, you know, what we want to do without pushing ourselves beyond. Also, make this a time where you check in with yourself often. Check in with your loved ones. And instead of isolating ourselves, remember that this distancing is only physical. You don't have to emotionally distance yourself from others. So reach out to your support networks if you need it. Reach out for mental health help if you need it. And know that we will get through this. Feeling anxious, feeling worried, feeling scared is very normal at this time. You can choose to journal down the things that are worrying you or your fears and try on focusing on the things that you can control instead of the things that you're not able to control. That being said, be mindful that you're not ignoring or dismissing your thoughts or feelings. They're all trying to tell you something. It can be really hard to try and stay calm. And know that you are doing your best to try to navigate this whole situation, which is new, foreign, and unknown to all of us. On that note, thank you for tuning into this episode, and we hope you found it insightful. Remember to take care of yourself and your mental health. If you or anyone you know is having a hard time with their mental health right now, please reach out and know that we are here to hear as well. Things do get better and you deserve to feel better. So give yourself that chance to heal. Till next time, please stay well and stay healthy. Thank you.